بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Continuing the study of Al-Asr الثالث، معرفة نبيكم محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue our studies in the third principle, and that is to know your prophet. To know your prophet, the prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. In our previous class, we have seen some of the affairs related to the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household, and has been mentioned by Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah ta'ala that Ahlul Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam hum Banu Hashim wa Banu al-Muttalib wa azwajuhu wa dhurriyatuhu muwalihi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The household of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the tribe of Hashim and the tribe of Al-Muttalib, and likewise his wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his children sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In our previous class, we have seen some of the benefits of the people of knowledge and how they have made efforts to facilitate the knowledge and make it easy for the students to learn and to memorize, and from that making using sentences or words that have a meaning for each letter. Each letter stands for something or represents something from the affairs of knowledge. And we review this issue today, and these benefits that have come from our Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Ibn Hamad Al-Badr حفظه الله تعالى. And it was in the statement حجز صخر سمعه. And I hope that some of the noble brothers and sisters and those who listen, they have memorized the information that has been presented, especially since it has been made in such an easy form. حجز صخر سمعه. Three words, but each letter from these words, it has a meaning. It represents one of the names of the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that we know him. This is from Al-Asr al-Thalith, Ma'rifatu Nabiyikum, and from that to know about his household and his family, to know about his wives sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa azwajuhu ummahatul mu'minin, and his wives, they are the mothers of the believers. Hajaza sahrun sam'ahu. حاجزة حمزة بنت عمر جويرية بنت الحارث زينب بنت جحش زينب بنت خزيمة صفية بنت حيي وخديجة بنت خويلد ورملة بنت أبي سفيان شيز أم حبيبة سودة بنت زمعة ميمونة بنت الحارث وعائشة بنت أبي بكر وهند بنت أبي أمية شيز أم سلمة radiyallahu anhunna jami'an. So these are the names of the 11 wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two of them died while he was alive, Khadija bint Khuwaylid, and also Zainab bint Khuzayma, and the rest of them he left behind at his death sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the other nine. So whenever he died sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he left behind nine wives. Salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. Likewise, we have taken as well from those letters that have meanings, ranhat. I hope some of the students remember what this stands for, ranhat. The ra is the ramyi. This is with regards to the arrangement of the actions that the person who makes hajj, the pilgrim, on the day of Eid, Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar, on the day of Eid. On the day of Eid, the people who are making Hajj, they do not pray the Salat al-Eid, but rather they have other actions that they perform. And they are arranged in this order according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ran, Hata, Ra, Noon, Ha, and Ta. Ran, Hata. The Ra is the Ramyi. That's the first thing they do on that day, Yawm al-Hajj al-Akbar. On the day Eid al-Adha, for the pilgrims in Mecca, they will first begin with the Ramy, stoning the Jamarat. and then the noon, and then after that an-nahr, and they will slaughter the animal, the hadi, now those who are required to slaughter from the mutamati'un and the qarinun. And then after that, the ha, and then that is the halq, and then they will shave their heads, and then at ta, and that is tawaf, tawaf al-ifada, ranhat, ramyun, and then nahrun, and then halqun, and then tawafun, tawafun, in that order. So memorizing knowledge in this manner is very beneficial. If a person, he forgot the order, he would just remember this one, what, run, halt, and then think, dara, ayah, rami. This is in this order like this. The rulings with regards to that day and these affairs are studied in the books of Hajj and the books of Fiqh and the likes like that. And if somebody did not follow this order, his Hajj would be correct, but this is the sunnah and this is the best way. Yani, run, halt, ramyun, nahrun, halkun, and tawaf. Likewise, there was another benefit from Shaykh Abdul Muhsin, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, with regards to these letters and words that have that represent knowledge, yani, affairs of knowledge. Hims, al-ha, wal-meem, wasad. Al-ha, wal-meem, wasad. Hims. And this is with regards to the tartib, or the arrangement of the affairs that happen on the Day of Judgment. Hims. That's the hawd. And then after that, meem, the mizan. And then after that, the sad, and that is as-sirat. So the affairs in the hereafter, they occur in that order. Naam, and this is what is correct, and Allah knows best. Naam, hims, ha, al-hawd. First there will be the after the standing, and the likes before that mankind will stand, and the sun will come near. After that, there will be the hawd of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, there is mizan, the scales, and the deeds will be weighed. And after that, there is as-sirat, and the bridge that's established over the how far that it must be crossed, that it must be crossed. So these are benefits that if a believer were to review them briefly from time to time, he will be able to memorize them and to learn these affairs from the deen precisely. Specifically, that which is concerning us in this lesson, Hajjaza Sakhrun Sam'ahu, Hafsa, Juwayliya, Zainab, Wazainab, Safiya, Khadija, Ramla, Sauda, Maimuna, Aisha, Hind, in this manner. In this manner, learning one's deen in a way that has been facilitated. Walillahi alhamd. So we discussed in our previous class the statement of the author about his age. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walahu min al-umur 63 sana minha 40 qabr al-nabuwa. That he was 63 years old. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Meaning he lived for 63 years. From those 63 years, 40 of them were before prophethood. Meaning that he lived 40 years before prophethood. And then after, at that time, he became a prophet. وَثَلَاثٌ وَعِشْرُونَ نَبِيًّا رَسُولًا. And from those 63, 23 of them, he was a prophet and a messenger. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The author, he says, نُبِّئَ بِقْرَى. نُبِّئَ بِقْرَى. He became a prophet with the statement of Allah, اقْرَى. And وَأُرْسِلَ بِالْمُدَثِّرِ وَبَلَدُهُ مَكَّةٌ وَهَاجَرَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ وَبَلَدُهُ مَكَّةٌ وَهَاجَرَ إِلَى الْمَدِينَةِ. That he is from Mecca, his land is Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he made hijrah to al-Madina. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he received prophethood with the statement of Allah, اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Naam, he became a prophet with this statement. But at this time, he was not commanded to convey the message to all mankind in general, or to the people in general. He was not commanded with a general conveyance in order to command that which was revealed to him. Rather, at this time, he just received the revelation. And the revelation had come to him. And in this manner, he became a prophet. And he received prophethood. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, wa ursila bil mudathir. But at the time, the next revelation came to him. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal mudathir. And at this time, he became a prophet, a messenger, and he received messengership, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So he was a prophet and messenger. Not all prophets are messengers, but all prophets are messengers. So the highest rank of the prophets and messengers is to be a prophet and messenger. To be a prophet and messenger. And to have a message revealed and legislation revealed. And to be commanded to convey that message. This is the one who has messengership, and he is a messenger. Umuna Aisha radiallahu anha, she has mentioned and clarified the stages of the revelation and how it was revealed to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Al-Imam Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, in his authentic collection of hadith Sahih Bukhari, the first chapter that he began with is a chapter, or the first book from the books that are found therein, Kitabu Bad'i al-Wahi, the book of the beginning of the revelation. The book of the beginning of the revelation. The issue that preceded all, not all prophets are messengers, but all messengers are prophets. Not all prophets are messengers, but all messengers are prophets. Naam. Not every prophet receives, not everyone who receives a revelation from the prophet, whenever one receives a revelation, he becomes a prophet. And this is has established Allah, He sends revelation to whom He wills, and He selects and chooses. But not all of the prophets have reached messengership. Not all of the prophets have been messengers. But in order to receive, to become a messenger, one would have to be a prophet first. Therefore, the statement is that all messengers are prophets, but not all prophets are messengers. All messengers are prophets, but not all prophets are messengers. Now, not every prophet received messengership, but every messenger, of course, he was a prophet. Of course, he was a prophet. Naam. So Kitabu Bad'i al-Wahyi, the book of the beginning of the revelation. Al-Bukhari, he mentioned in this book, he mentioned the chapter, and he mentioned the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha al-Mu'mineen, and she clarified the way that the revelation came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how it began with him. And she said, أول ما بدأ به رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الوحي الرؤيا الصالحة في النوم. And some of the wordings are رؤيا الصادقة في النوم. That the beginning, the first thing that occurred with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم with regards to the beginning of the revelation, it was a true dream. It was a true dream that he would see in his sleep, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ لَا يَرَى رُؤْيَا إِلَّا جَاءَتْ مِثْلَ فَلَقِ الصُّبْحِ. That it would begin to happen to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he would not see a dream, except that it would come like the daybreak, meaning it would happen clearly, just as he saw it. Just as he saw it, his dreams would occur in reality, just like he saw them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is how the revelation began to come to him in this manner. And then she said, radiallahu anha, thumma hubbiba ilayhi al-khala. And then after that, it was made beloved to him to be alone. Being alone became dear to him, and he started to prefer to be alone and away from the people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is from the first stages. First, he would see, whenever Allah is preparing him for this great responsibility and this great task to be the final messenger and the final and the seal of all prophets, and to call mankind from the men and the jinn to the tawheed of Allah, to warn them from shirk, and to give the believers glad tidings of paradise, and to warn the disobedient and the disbelievers from the painful torment of the hellfire. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was preparing the Prophet for this responsibility, first he started having dreams that would come true just as he saw them. And then it became beloved to him to be alone and to go away from his people and to be alone by himself. She says, radiallahu anha, وَكَانَ يَخْرُ بِغَارِ حِرَاءَ. And he used to go to the cave of Hira by himself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَيَتَحَنَّثُ فِيهِ وَهُوَ التَّعَبُّدُ. Meaning that he would go to that cave, the cave of Hira in Mecca, and he would go there and he would worship Allah. He would go there and he would worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And what is mentioned that he would worship Allah Azza wa Jal according to his ijtihad. He did not have a revelation and it's not revealed to him how to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. But he would go there and worship. Ha al-liyaliya ذَوَاتِ الْعَدَدِ قَبْرَ يَنْزِئَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ وَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِذَلِكَ ثُمَّ يَرْجُعُ إِلَىٰ خَدِيجَةَ فَيَتَزَوَّدُ لِمِثْلِهَا نَامْ حَتَّى جَاءَهُ الْحَقُّ وَهُوَ فِي غَارِ حِرَىٰ. نَامْ, that he would do this and he would go to the cave of Hira and he would worship there. He would worship Allah Azza wa Jal. And he would go there for nights at a time, a number of nights at one time, and then he would go back to his family. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would prepare and make preparations to go back again for several nights again. And then he would go back to Khadija radiallahu anha, and she would make, and he would prepare to go for more nights at a time. So he would prepare himself and he would take provision, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would go to that cave and he would worship Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he would be alone, away from the people, for several nights at a time. And then he would come back down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would make preparation again. And he would get his provision again and then go back up for several nights again and be alone, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until the truth came to him. Until the truth came to him, whenever he is in the cave of Hira, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَجَاءَهُ الْمَلِكُ, and the angel, it came to him. فَقَالَ اِقْرَى, the angel came to him, the angel Jibreel alayhi salam. He came to him, فَقَالَ اِقْرَى, he said to him, read. قَالَ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا أَنَا بِقَارِي, he said, I'm not a reciter, meaning I do not know how to read. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never learned how to read or write. كَانَ أُمِّيًا لَا يَقْرَأُ وَلَا يَكْتُبُ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. نَامْ وَهَذِي آيَةٌ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ نَامْ وَبُرْهَانٌ عَلَى صِدْقِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a sign from the and a proof of his truthfulness, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could not read, nor could he write. Yet he came with this revelation and this legislation that is complete and perfect, that stands until the Day of Judgment by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal, or just before. Allahu Akbar. Naam, so the truth came to him, and the angel came to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and told him to read. He said, I cannot read. قَالَ فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّأَنِي. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he grabbed me, and he squeezed me. حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجَهْدِ, until it became very... I lost all of my breath, and he became very tight, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي فَقَدْ, then he let me go, and he said to me, اِقْرَأْ قُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِقَارِي. It happened again, he said, then he let me go, he squeezed him, until he feels like he's going to die, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's going through much hardship in this squeeze, and then he will let him go and tell him to read again. He said, I'm not able to read. فَأَخَذَنِي فَغَطَّأَنِي الثَّانِيَةِ, he did it again another time. حَتَّى بَلَغَ مِنِّي الْجَهْدِ ثُمَّ أَرْسَلَنِي فَقَالَ اقْرَأْ فَقُلْتُ مَا أَنَا بِخَارِي. Then he did it a thalitha, and then he let him go, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then he said to him, اقْرَأْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ عَلَقٍ اقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ الْأَكْرَمُ. And then the angel, he said to him, read in the name of your Lord, the one who created. Naam, the Lord, he is the one who created. Allahu Akbar. Read in the name of your Lord, the one who created. He created the human being from a blood clot. Naam, iqra wa rabbuka al-akram. And read, and your Lord, he is the most generous. And he said, she said, radiallahu anha, faraja'a biha rasulullahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yarjufu fu'adu, that he returned sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to his family. The Messenger of Allah returned now, and his heart is in fear, shaking from fear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَدَخَلَ عَلَى خَدِيجَ بِنْ خُوَيْدِدْ, he entered to his wife Khadija bint Khuwaydid. فَقَالَ زَمِّلُونِي زَمِّلُونِي, and he said, cover me, cover me. نَعَمْ فَزَمَّلُوهُ حَتَّى ذَهَبَ عَنْهُ الرُّعْ, so they covered him until the fear was gone. فَقَالَ لِخَدِيجَ وَأَخْبَرَهَا الْخَبْرُ, so he mentioned to Khadija radiallahu anha, and he mentioned to her what happened, what he saw, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, لَقَدْ خَشِيتُ عَلَى نَفْسِي, he said, verily, I'm afraid for myself, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Khadija, she said at this time her famous statement, aiding her husband and supporting her husband, radiallahu anha, supporting the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says at this time, and he's, "I'm afraid for myself. I'm telling you what I saw. I'm afraid for myself. She said, radiallahu anha, kalla wallahi, ma yughzik Allahu abada. She said, no. By Allah, Allah will never shame you. Allah will never disgrace you. Innaka latasil rahim. And then she started mentioning his good traits. Verily, you keep good ties with the relatives, with tahmil al kal, and you help the poor people, with taksib al ma'doom, and you're kind to the guests, with tu'inu ala nawa'ib al haqq, and you help the people in difficulty and at hard times. فانطلقت به خديجة حتى أتت به ورقة ابن نوفل ابن أسد ابن عبد العزة ابن عم خديجة رضي الله عنها وكان امرأة تنصر في الجاهلية. And so she took him to Nawfal. She took him to Nawfal, which is her uncle. Naaman, he was an individual who became a Christian in the days of Jahiliyyah. وكان يكتب الكتاب العبراني فيكتب من الإنجيل بالعبرانية ما شاء الله أن يكتب. And he used to write, Nawfal, he used to write the Injil in this العبرانية, the language of العبرانية, whatever Allah willed for him to write. وكان شيخا كبيرا قد عمي. And he was an old man who had become blind. So Khadija, she informed him of what occurred, and she said, "Ya ibn ammi, isma' ma min ibn akhik." Oh, my uncle, listen to the son of your brother. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَقَ يَا ابْنَ أَخِي مَاذَا تَرَى. He asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, "What do you see?" فَأَخْبَرَهُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم خَبَرَهُ خَبَرَ مَا رَأَى. So the Prophet informed Nawfal صلى الله عليه وسلم what he saw. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ وَرَقَ هَذَا النَّامُوسَ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ عَلَى مُوسَى. This is a namus, meaning the angel that Allah He sent upon Musa. يَا لَيْتَنِي فِيهَا جَذَعَ لَيْتَنِي أَكُونُ حَيًّا إِذْ يُخْرِجُكَ قَوْمُكَ. He said, only if I could be strong and healthy, and only if I could be alive whenever your people kick you out of your home. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أومخرجيهم. Are they going to truly kick me out? قال نعم صلى الله قال نعم لم يأتي رجل قط بمثل ما جئت به إلا عودي. Now he said that no man has ever come with the likes of what you have come with, except that he will have enemies, and there will be people against him. وإن يدركني يومك أنصرك نصرا مؤزرا. And if I were live to the day of yours that we're speaking of, then I will aid you, the strongest of aid. ثم لم يلبث ورقة أن توفي. And it was not long after that, and ورقة, he died. وفتر الوحي. And the revelation, it stopped coming for some time. This is the story, or this is the narration of the event of how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he became a prophet. He became a prophet. There's another wording likewise, or narration similar along with this, from the narration of Jabir. And al-Bukhari, he mentioned it right after this narration. From the and Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, qala, وَهُوَ يُحَدِّثُ عَنْ فَتْرَةِ الْوَحِيِ. And after the first revelation came, and the prophet became a prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, نُبِيَ بِقْرَى. Now, this was with that statement, اِقْرَأْ بِسْمِ رَبِّكَ الَّذِي خَلَقْ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ أَلَقْ اِقْرَأْ وَرَبُّكَ Al-Akram. Naam? In this manner. But, and the angel Jibril, he came to him, alayhi salam. Now, after that, the revelation stopped coming for a period. The ulama, they differed about that period, and Allah knows best, it was not that long. It was not that long. A few days, and Allah knows best. Naam? So, فقال في حديثه, Jabir, he mentioned that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, and when he's talking about the time whenever the revelation stopped coming, after it began to come, and then it stopped coming, بَيْنَ أَنَا أَمْشِي إِذْ سَمِعْتُ صَوْتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَرَافَعْتُ بَصَرِي فَإِذَا الْمَلَكُ الَّذِي جَأَنِي بِحِرَاءِ جَالِسٌ عَلَى كُرْسِي بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَرُعِبْتُ مِنْهُ فَرَجَعْتُ فَقُلْتُ زَمِّلُونِي فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى يَا أَيُّهَا الْمُدَثِّرُ قُمْ فَأَنذِرْ إِلَى قَوْلِهِ وَالرُّجْزَ فَاهْجُرْ.
فهمي الوحي وتتابعه. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned one day whenever I was walking. This is after the revelation had come, but then it stopped coming. Then it stopped coming. And the revelation of Iqra had come to him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he became a prophet. But after that, the revelation stopped for some time. And now he says, one day whenever I was walking, I heard a sound in the sky, and I looked up. I raised my eyes, and then all of a sudden, that angel was there. The one that came to me whenever I was in the cave of Hira, and he was sitting on a throne between the heavens and the earth. Between the heavens and the earth. And one narration mentioning that he's covering the horizon in entirety. Alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, so I became terrified from him. And I returned to my family. And I told them to cover me. And at this time, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he revealed to the Prophet, Ya ayyuhal muddathir, kum fa'andhir. وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ وَالرُّجَزَ فَحْجُرْ. Naam, and at this time he became a messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the revelation began to come back to back. And the revelation began to come back to back, and it continued for 23 years. And it continued, as the author he mentioned, for 23 years. Naam, نُبِّيَ بِقْرَ وَأُرْسِلَ بِالْمُدَثِّرِ وَبَلَدُهُ مَكَّةِ. Naam, then he's from Mecca, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. بَعَثَهُ اللَّهُ بِالنِّذَارِةِ عَنِ الشِّرْكِ وَيَدْعُوا إِلَى التَّوْحِيدِ. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was sent with. And this is from the most important affairs, rather the most important affair to know about the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is his deen and his sunnah and what he was upon and what did Allah send him with. And the author, he mentions here clearly that he was sent with Tawheed, and he was sent to warn the people from Shirk. And this is what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. Ya ayyuhal muddathir kum fa'andhir wa rabbaka fa'kabbir. Naam wa thiyabaka fa'tahir wa rujaza fa'hajur. Wa la tamnun tastakthir. Naam ya ayyuhal muddathir kum fa'andhir wa rabbaka fa'kabbir wa thiyabaka fa'tahir wa rujaza fa'hajur. Naam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to warn the people from al-shirk and to call them to al-tawheed. Allah likewise, he mentioned in his book, Ya huwa alladhi arsala rasulahu bil huda wa deen al-haq. That it is Allah, he who has sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth. Meaning with guidance, with beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of Allah and His names and His attributes. Knowledge of His right to be worshipped alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Knowledge of the deeds and the actions that lead to His pleasure, as well as those that lead to His anger. Knowledge of the straight path and knowledge of the evil paths. Naam, this is all beneficial knowledge. Knowledge of the Jannah and the Nar. Knowledge of that which leads to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how one can be safe from his anger. The Prophet, he was sent with this, al-halal wal-haram. Naam, and this is al-huda, al-ilm al-nafi' wal-deen. Al-haq is the righteous actions, the application of that knowledge. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was sent with. Naam, and we close with that. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.